Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Omud Aleph. And we are in the middle of the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. We just began Simin Shin Yud Tes, which deals with the halachos of Borer. And we had finished off pretty much Sif Beis, but we had a little bit of the last Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, to go and read. So we'll read the whole thing again real quickly. So Sif Katan Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, one has to be very careful. Alkein yesh li zar b'mesh enogim ha'olam. One has to be very, very careful. The world is unfortunately not in doing so. When they prepare, for example, bitzolim b'chometz, when they're preparing for shalosh shudis, and they put the onions inside some sort of a vinegar, and they're preparing for Shudas Shlishis early in the afternoon, and they take out the good onions over here from amongst the crushed ones and the wormy ones, the ones that are spoiled. You must do this only immediately before the meal. You're not allowed to do this earlier in the day. And likewise, when you do it right before Shalosh Shudas starts, you have to take the good from the bad, and you can't discard the bad ones and leave the good ones there. And that's what we discussed in great detail in yesterday's shir. Because the heavy zeh psolus min ochel, because this is removing the bad from the good, the waste from the food, which is not allowed. Ukamoshe kasav b'siv katan zayin, as we learned in yesterday's shir in siv zayin. The Shulta Giborim adds, Lohochin Zemi Erev Shabbos. It's preferable to do this before Shabbos, if at all possible. Because the Kosher Lizor Binyani Habrerib Zeh, because it's very difficult, even if you know the laws, and you try to do it right, not to be over the dinim of Brera, of Borer over here. And he brings out from the Ayur Rabbah that if somebody tries to do this all in Erev Shabbos, where it's possible, that is preferable, and that person will be blessed. But if people do this on Shabbos, and they're makel to allow themselves to do this in a proper way on Shabbos, of course they're doing it in a proper way, the yochel is smach ala ramah, hanal besif aleph ba'agob, because they can rely upon the ramah that we learned 2 days ago, achshi yizor b'chol mashik asavnu. But you have to be very careful, obviously, to follow all the halachos. Now we begin Sif Gimel. The Mechaber tells us, Hayu lefano shnei minei acholim me'uravin. A person has two foods mixed together. Not waste and food, but two food items mixed together. So the Mechaber tells us, Borer echod me'echod. He's allowed to take one from the other. Umeiniach, and he leaves behind, the Ramah says, Hasheni, the second one, kidei lecho miyad. In other words, the Ramah is inserting over here that when you're taking the food from the food, you're taking the food that you're going to eat, and you're eating that right now. The other food, which is also food, you leave behind for whenever you wish to consume it, because you're not eating it right now. So when you did the selection, you did the borer right now, you were picking the food from the other food item, but you're taking the food that you want to eat. Now, in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschil, or Miniach Hasheni, Kidei, V'chule, so the Chofetz Chaim points out that there are different ways to understand the Mechaber. The Ramah understood him in one way. There are other ways to understand the Mechaber, not like the Ramah did, Ein Shon in this Bir Halacha. In addition, the Chofetz Chaim brings down in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschil, Shnei Minei Acholim, which is found actually on Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis at the very bottom. He brings down that this Sif Gimel is actually, to a certain extent, extraneous. It's really been discussed already in Sif Aleph. And the only reason it's brought here, he says, V'lo nokto ele mishum seifa. It's really listed here for the end part, the im beirer v'niach li'achar zman, because if you're talking about selecting for a later point in time, the din zazai adayin lunizka, because that halacha hasn't been really taught to us, because in Sif Beis, lo mairi ele bi'ochel u'psolis v'lo b'shnei mini acholim, because Sif Beis was talking about picking food and leaving the waste behind, and Rahman al-San doing it the other way, which is borer, and here we're talking about food from food. So these two bir halachas are important in setting us up now to understand this Sif. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Yud Beis, the way we read it, the way I tried to begin to explain it, the Mishnah Berurah says is as follows. The oso shirotze lechol ata choshuv ki ochel, v'hasheni choshuv psoles. What the Ramah's understanding certainly over here is, and the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it, is that when you're picking ochel mitoch ochel, you have peas and carrots. Both of them are perfectly fine foods. Right now you wish to eat peas. So when you're selecting the peas from the carrots, that's the way you must do it. Even though carrots are food, it's not ochel mitoch psolis. But right now you want the peas. So therefore, what the Mechaber is telling us over here, according to the Mishnah Berurah, and as explained by the Ramah, is that you pick the ochel that you want to eat right now, and the second one, albeit it's a food, has the halachic status of psolus, of waste over here. And therefore, the imkain, tzorich livror zeh shirotz lechol miyad, the choshev ki ochel, you must pick the peas in my case over here, which you want to eat right now, and not pick the carrots, which you don't want to eat right now. You must leave the carrots behind and pick the peas. But you can't take out the carrots, which are ochel, but you don't want it right now, and then just have a plate left of peas, which you're now going to eat. You cannot do what I just said. You can't take the carrots and put them aside and just leave the peas that you want to eat right now. Because that would halachically be considered over here to have a psoles mitoch ochel. So psoles we see over here is a relative term. Normally we think of ochel and psoles, food and waste. So if you have an item that is definitely edible and an item that is definitely not edible and they're mixed together, that's ochel and psoles. But here the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that you can have ochel mitoch ochel, and one of them can be considered ochel, and the other is halachically considered waste over here. The kaimel on the osu livror, and here we see a very important detail, that it's forbidden for a person to select, afilu kisherotze lechol hamin hasheni lialter, even if he's going to go and eat the other food item later on, but he's not eating it immediately right now. You must select the one that you're eating right now, even though the other one is edible, and you'll eat it shortly. The issue number 13 brings down, if you have two food items and you want to separate them right before the meal, and you're intending to eat both of them during that meal, one at the beginning of the meal and the other one at the end of the meal. So Rav Moshe Feinstein's that style brings down that it is osur lahotzi es hamin shirotz lecho behemshach hasuda mehamino echer. You can't go and separate out the food that you're going to eat a little bit later. It is forbidden to separate it out first and put it aside and then eat the other food that you want to eat right now. But you must do it in the other way, because otherwise this is called Borer Psolus Me'ochel. And this is also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz Shlita. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down Mutul Asos Kein. He says, if you're going to eat both of them at the same meal, both of them have the din of Ochel, and this is considered Borer Ochel Me'ochel, and that is allowed. When you're taking a bite, you're obviously selecting that bite from all the other bites, but that's not called selecting, that's called eating. So too over here. If you're going to eat the peas and the carrots, but right now you want to eat the peas, and a few minutes later you're going to eat the carrots, so Rav Yashiv Zatzal says that's called eating, and not borer. The issue footnote 14 brings down, Haborer echod mishnei mimnei ochlin bishul chaveiro hamunyan lecho min ze le'alter. If you're selecting something, not for yourself, but for somebody else who's going to eat it right now. However, ikra mataroso bibriroso hi lohasiris also amin mehatarovis. You're picking out the carrots for your friend. He's going to eat them. But you really don't want the carrots over there. You just want the peas. So you're really picking out the carrots as psolus, albeit you're giving it to your friend who's going to eat it right now. So from his point of view, it's considered ochel, which you're being borer right now. He gives a different example over here. He says, for example, you have onion inside a salad, and your friend wants the onion, but you really don't want the onion there. So you're really picking it out to give it to him, but you don't want it there. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says in this situation, Rashai Hu Lasos Kein, you can do this, even though you have an ulterior motive over here of really borer, but since he, in fact, is going to eat it right now, it's allowed. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karlitz says he's not sure if this is permissible. On the other hand, if you don't have somebody there right now that's going to eat it, but you're going to look around and find somebody that's going to eat it, that already is different. And that, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Mistaber, Shazen Nechshav, She'ikar Ha'otzo Ha'iso, Kedei Lahotzi, Me'ochel Shlomo, Sapsolus, the also Lasu Kein. Then it's really too much. You can't say, well, I'm sure somebody at the table will eat it, so I'm just going to pick it out, and then whoever wants it, I'll finally let somebody give it to. That's called Borer in that situation, not called selecting it, the Ochel, for that other person. The Chavetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaschil, Lechol Miyad in the Bir Halacha, brings down another important point. It brings down from the Sefer Yeshuas Yaakov, who says, how come over here we don't say that borer is permissible because it's a melacha sheino tzrich legufa? You don't want that psolus, you just don't want it over here. So therefore, it should be something that is permissible as a melacha sheino tzrich legufa. You're just selecting it out to get rid of something that you don't want. The Bir Halacha goes through a long discussion as to say why this is not the case. Ayin shom in this Bir Halacha. Now we continue with the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, u'shnei minei dogim. For example, if you have two different types of fish in front of you, that is called mikre shnei minei acholim. That's called two different foods. We don't say, well, fish, so it's like you're having a couple of bites of meat. We don't say you're selecting one bite of meat from the other bite of meat, so you might have thought two different fish. You have salmon and whitefish over here, and that's called fish, so it's not called selection. So the Ramah says, no, that's considered shnei minei acholim. For also liver or echad mechavero, Ela biyado kidei le'ochel miyad. And the only way you're allowed to pick one from the other is if you're going to take the one that you picked with your hand and eat it right now, then it's not borer. That's called achila. And he adds, this is true, af alpi shachatichos gedolos. This is true even if there are large chunks of the different type of fish over here. You have a large chunk of salmon and you have a large chunk of whitefish. They're called achas nikeres b'fneatzma, and they're easily recognizable. They're not really intermixed over here. They're mixed together, but you can say, well, there's a whitefish, there's a piece of salmon. Nevertheless, that is called borer if you don't take the one that you want to eat right now with your hand and eat it right now. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Gimel, Rotz Lomar, Sheyivrur Oso Sherotz Lechem Yad. Whichever one of the two pieces of fish you want to eat right now, that's the one you have to pick up with your hand or with a fork. That's not considered a utensil for borer. Velo Yivrur Oso Sherotz Laniach L'Sud Acheres. But you can't say, well, listen, I'll have the salmon later on at Shalosh Shudos. I'll put that aside and pick up the pieces of salmon, and you're left on your plate with just the whitefish. That's not allowed. Sifkot Yud Dalet, V'chol Achas Nikeres Mifnei Atzma. Each of the large pieces of fish over here are detectable, recognizable as separate pieces of fish. What does that mean over here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Rotz Lomar, the Mikomokom Shaykh Bezebrira. Even though you have large, multiple pieces of fish mixed together over here, that is still called borer. Kivin She'ein Misudoros Komim Bifneatzma. You don't have a separate plate of the salmon and a separate plate of the whitefish. Elamu Rovin Biachad. They're mixed together. Mixed together doesn't mean they're not recognizable. We're not talking about over here a Tarovis in Kashrus, where if you can select out the tray for Frankfurter, you can't say, well, there's one tray for Frank and two kosher Franks, so it's Batel Barov. That's only if you can't tell the difference between them. Here, you can tell the difference between them, but it still is a concern of Borer. As is pointed out in the Dirshu footnote number 15. How do we define a tarovis? So this in Karlitz Shlita brings down, Ein gedu muchla mihai tarovis. We don't have clear cut distinctions as to what is considered a mixture and what's not considered a mixture. Elotoli adover bidas b'ni adam. It's somewhat dependent upon the person's own thoughts. Shem nechshavim b'neim advarim kimu rovim. If they're considered by the person to be mixed together, then they are a tarovis. And if not, they're not considered a tarovis. And there's also the opinion of Ravaz and Zatzal. Likewise, if you only have a small number of pieces that are mixed together, for example, two or three chatichos of one and two or three chatichos of the other, so the Shvi'i Shabbos says in that situation, each one is really separate. It's not considered a tarovis, and therefore there's no issur of borer over here. There's only an issur of borer if you have many different pieces over here, then there's an issur of borer. He then brings down if you have a melon of some sort that has seeds inside of it. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says you're allowed to shake out the seeds from there. That's not called borer. They're not considered me'urovim inside the melon. And he says even those seeds that are left at the end, if you try to shake them out, you're allowed to go and take a utensil and push them out because they're not considered me'urovim together. He does say you should try to do this right before the Suda. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita disagrees with the last part. He says once you've shaken out the seeds, anything that's left behind over there, you're not allowed to go and take out with a utensil. You have to go eat it. And then if you pick up any of the seeds in the bite that you took, you'll spit it out. Are you allowed to go and toss them onto a table and they'll sort of separate themselves if you throw two different items together on the table? In this way, you're really creating that they're not together anymore. So let's say you had a bunch of peas and carrots and you tossed them onto a plate or on a table, so they're going to separate. And now you can say, well, here's peas, they're all separate from the carrots, even though they're still all together on the table. He says, in this way, you're sort of sorting them by themselves. So this is a machlokas amongst the achronim if you're allowed to do this. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, the Igros Moshe says, mutar lasos kein. However, Rav Yashiv Zatzal says you can't. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, she'odam acher rashoy lemayin. Another person can go and sort them. But for the person himself who spilled them out, he's not sure if you can do this. But if you're going to eat them all now, so then even Rav Yashiv would say that it is permissible. If you have a pile of clothing, let's say, that's all together in some sort of a container, so you're allowed to take the top one off. It's not considered mu'rovin with all the others. However, he does bring down that you can't take the top one off and now say, well, I'll now take the next top one off, and then I'll take the next top one off, and this way essentially go and fold up all the laundry or take all the stuff and put it away because it's no longer borer, since you can really only do it for the top one. The Ramah continues and he writes, Avo, kol shehu min echad, if something is truly a separate min by itself, even though you're going to separate large pieces from small pieces, afo pishu borer chatichos gedolos mitoch kitanos, so you have a bunch of meatballs over here, so some of them are bigger meatballs and some of them are smaller meatballs, lo mikre brira. That's not called brera over here, that you're going to take the large meatballs, you particularly want the large meatballs, and you don't want to take the small meatballs, that is considered the same entity, that's not called picking one from the other. So even if you quote, take the ones that you don't want and put them on the side, that's not called taking the psoles from the ochel. It's really all the same thing. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Tezvav explains, "Im lo shekitzas mihem einon tovim kol kach kimo chatichos achirim." This is true if they're all edible, but if some of them are spoiled somewhat or some of them aren't as tasty, so then it is a problem. Kigon shenikdechu, for example, if you've burned or spoiled mikoach habishul because of cooking, eze chatichos dogim. So some of the pieces of fish are a little bit burnt and they're not tasty as much as the other pieces of fish. V'rotz liver or osan shelo nikdechu, and you want to go and put aside those that have not been burnt. Oh, sheeze chatichos dogim heavy midoch chai veze. In dog mace, or some of them were actually from a fish that was captured alive from the water, and the other ones were from fish that were dead already. The roads live or ill, and you want to separate them out because there's a difference in the taste between them. Even though here they're all the same species over here, but there is a difference over here. Some are good and some are bad. This is analogous to the case that we had previously of the kemushin or metuloim, where they're spoiled or they're wormy. And in this situation that we just said, you have to separate out the one that you want to eat right now, the less burned pieces, for example, or the pieces that are from the live fish that was then killed, because those are tastier. This is exactly what we're talking about in Sifalif when we said, you're not allowed to pick out the scrawny pieces of lettuce, spoiled pieces, you're not allowed to pick them out, you have to take the good pieces. The issue foot number 16 brings down, if it belongs to two different people, for example, the gdolo shayachos l'ruvein, vaktanos l'shimon, you have meatballs, the larger ones are for a Ruvein, and the smaller ones are for Shimon, and each one of them wants to go and take his meatballs. So Reuven wants to take the large ones, and Shimon wants to take the small ones. So in this situation, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is not sure if this is called Borer Tuminim or not. The issue number 17 brings down, if you have chalos, some of them are better baked than others. So if Nissan Carlos Shlita brings down, if you want to put aside the ones that aren't baked as well, that's allowed. That's not Brera. He says, only a real shinoi between the machalim. For example, if something is spoiled or something is burnt, it's considered psolus compared to the other ones. But a shinoi over here, that one's a little bit more done and one's a little bit less done, that's not considered brera, that's not considered a significant difference. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, what about if you have tapuchim chamutzim, if you have sour apples, or mesukim, and regular sweet apples? So the prima godim and the mistapik. Mistapik a prima godim imikre min echodim lo. He's uncertain if this is called two separate species or not. The issue foot number 80 brings down, why is this over here a machlokis? He's not sure whether you can consider them separate entities, the sour and the sweet apples, as opposed to, in terms of two different types of meat, one is roasted and one is cooked. They are considered two separate entities, so Shlomo Zalman explains, shebishul v'tzli him shtei metzil shonas. They're two different things. As opposed to sweet and sour, that's considered just a slightly different taste, but it's the same thing. If you have two pieces of fish, and one is more bony than the other one, for example, one is the tail part of the fish, and one is a different part of the fish, so Shlomo Zalman says, Eino nechsheves kishnei minim. That still doesn't make them into two separate species, and you'd be allowed to be borer the piece that you don't want, and eat the piece that you do want. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. However, in the sour apple case, if it's so sour it's not edible, then it's definitely then that would definitely be borer over here, because it's really inedible, it's really psolus. And he says, even if it is edible, albeit not very, and then it would at least be an iser midrabbanan. And this would be similar analogous to the withered leaves that we discussed in Sif Aleph. Then the Mishnah brings down, the Taz over here is very machmer. He says, even if there is these slight differences between them, that's enough of a difference, and you should only pick out the ochel that you want to eat right now, and the other one is relatively considered besolus. Or just take whatever you have in your hand and put that aside, and the rest you're going to eat right now, that's allowed. Lo derech brera, because you're not really selecting it, you're just separating them. Aval harbi achronim chokolov. Many disagree with him, however, and they agree over here with this basic psak of the Ramah, which, as we'll see in tomorrow's shir, all comes from the Trumas Hadeshen. Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Vida, the Dover Tzliya Mavushal, something that is roasted and something that is cooked, are called, as we just pointed out from the Dershu footnote, Mikre Shnei Minin Le'inyon Zeh. They are considered two separate items. V'koshekin Baso Shemini Ovos Mechulokim, and certainly if you have different types of fowl in front of you, you have a chicken and duck. Certainly, they're considered two separate items. And if you have to be very careful that these large meals, and you're eating some now and you're leaving some for later on, for Motzi Shabbos, you have to be very careful. You must take the ones you want to eat right now and take those and leave the others behind, but not to put the others aside and then eat the ones that are left. That would be broer. Dishvut 19 brings down, if you have different parts, let's say you have the white meat versus the dark meat of a chicken, there's the machlokis. Are these considered separate entities? Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that they are considered as separate entities. However, Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down shenechshavim heim kamin echad. They're considered one entity. The Mishnah Berurah goes on for a little bit more, and we're not going to be able to finish today. So with this, we'll conclude today's shiur.